Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back for another episode of the Activation Hour, Activate Your Voice series. I'm your host, Melissa D. White, and I am so excited to always bring you thought leaders, coaches, speakers, and just influencers from around the world. Today, I'm especially excited because of just how this connection even happened. You ever had one of those moments when you know you're meeting a life changer, a game changer, and you know, like, this person is almost like a kindred spirit, like you're doing a lot of the same things, you speak the same language of excitement about life and travel and helping people. And my guest today, I can truly say, she doesn't know this yet, but I have a little fangirl moment with her because I'm just so inspired by what she's doing, but she's a trailblazer. My guest today, Beijing Rogers, actually, how we connected is I had the opportunity to be a part of a delegation that went to India, a group of international speakers, but she was a part of the first inaugural group who did this. And to see her, to watch her journey inspired me. I knew I had to be a part of a global movement of ensuring that we're one, that we have a united voice. And that's just who Beijing is. Beijing Rogers, who is a native of the beautiful Bahamas. She is, I believe she was born a global leader. I believe she's been leading youth her entire life, but there's something special about people who not only just know their God-given purpose, but they walk in it and they live it. She lives it. So I'll tell you a little bit about Beijing, my guest today, as we talk about today's topic of giving a voice to the next generation of leaders. And although I say next generation, they're the generation of leaders now. And she has dedicated her life to equipping them with what they need. So more about Beijing. Beijing Rogers, again, is a native of Bahamas. She is a coach, an activist, an international speaker, speaking to thousands. And through those thousands, I'm sure she's influencing millions. She's an outdoor adventure enthusiast. She's a Jesus lover. She is so passionate about her family and her legacy. What I admire about this woman the most is that even at a young age, she's very clear of the legacy she wants to build, grounded in her identity. So she's a perfect example of how youth should lead. I mean, after all, she started her organization at the tender age of 12 years old, and that's significant for a lot of reasons. She says in her bio, and I read, "I believe no young person should be left behind. Therefore, it's my mission to reduce helplessness and hopelessness as a Christian life and purpose coach." She's not only a connector of kids, but a connector of humans who are activating their voices. So will you welcome my special, amazing, beautiful guest, global citizen, and just a child of God, Beijing Rogers, to today's episode.
I want to cry. My heart is beating so fast.
It's you. Oh, it's who you are. Yeah.
Thank you so your intro, that video, the excellence behind it.
Nothing less than the best for you, Beijing.
There's nothing to say.
We have some of our people tuning in. Hello, Jane Storm. We love you tremendously. We're just so thankful that they're showing up and to be connected through these amazing people. And it's, you know, you have moments in life when you know, like, I know I have to do something and I don't know why. And you then you meet the people along the way and you're like, they're the why. I had to do this so I could meet a Beijing Rogers. And so just exciting. So I just want to take a moment before we jump into our interview to say hello to the amazing people that are tuned in. Hello to our LinkedIn audience, YouTube, Facebook. And so today this broadcast is a bit unique because we are sharing it. We're broadcasting to both our Righting Our Wrongs youth audience, as well as our activation coaching audience. So this is definitely a blended message, not just for adult leaders, but youth leaders alike. And so thank you for tuning in. Kay Pasa, hello. Patrick Morin, he is just a phenomenal influence in my life and probably one of my first speaking coaches to really push me. So glad he's on here. This is such a great moment to share with some amazing people who tuned in. So do us a favor. If you really dig this message and you think it's great, go ahead and like and share. We want to share this message. Technology is a beautiful thing. I'm in the United States in Atlanta, Georgia. Beijing is in Nassau, Bahamas. And yeah, and I will be with her in 1 week. We'll be together in 1 week. So Beijing, I want our audience to hear from you. Just tell us who is Beijing and why are you so on fire and literally you're the essence of activation. Like, why are you so excited about using your voice and giving other people a voice?
Again, thank you so much, Melissa. Thank you for having me on your show. I am beyond honored. And I just so grateful, like beyond grateful that this is happening today after what? 2 months of actually connecting, see mm-hmm. how things are moving so fast. That's when you know you're aligned, you know, such a blessing. But yeah. Beijing, ha, who is Beijing? First of all, why did they even call me that?
I love that. On your website, I have to say this because that's why we have to be so careful about assumptions and just, you know, names and, well, who was this person by their name? I won't get into that whole thing about microaggressions, but on your website, the first thing says, I'm not Chinese, I'm from the Bahamas. And I giggled so hard because it's true. Your name is beautiful, but what, yeah, who is Beijing and who, what do you do? Who are you?
Yeah, so that's right, guys. I'm not Chinese. I'm from the beautiful island nation of the Bahamas, located in the Caribbean. Well, what some people say. And honestly, what I say is just, I'm just a girl just trying to change the world for Jesus. And just, I want to die empty, leaving all my gifts while I'm alive, touching people in any way that, you know, God has called me to do that. And I believe that I am in his calling to do that. And that is, you know, to lead the young generation through youth leadership, empowerment, and development through my nonprofit now ministry called IOT, It's Our Turn, and through my life coaching, mental health, and purpose coaching business called Coaching with Beijing.
I know.
But also people say that I'm a wild child. I'm crazy. And every time they say I'm crazy, I said crazy enough to change the world.
I love that.
You know, with this saying in the Bahamas when you're just like, ah, they're like, where you come from? You come from the bush. Eh? Okay. You know, I'm just, you have one life to live. And from as long as I have known, I've never ever been content doing it the way society tells you to do it. I've mm-hmm. always had this heart string attachment to God's purpose for my life because he gave it to me at 12 mm-hmm. after praying for 2 whole years, what is your will for my life? And the only reason why that happened is because my mom told my sisters and I was 10 at the time, girls, if you want to live the best life, your best life, you got to live in God's will. As a 10-year-old, I'm like, will?
What is wow.
it? But this is what my mom said. So I'm going to do
it. I mean, no pressure. No pressure, right?
I know, right?
And I have to know my purpose. Got it. God's will.
No,
got
God,
it.
No. So, you know, as a child, you pray for shelter, you pray for food, you pray for health and family and all that stuff. So yeah. I threw all those prayers in the garbage and I prayed for God, what is your will for my life? And then at 12, wow. on one faithful day, October 27, 2007, I was like in my room. It was like windy. And I remember going to the door and he said, Beijing, I want you to lead the youth. And that was the first time I heard God's voice. So, And then here I am.
You know, I love that this is how our conversation is starting. When we talk about leading, I know we say next gen because I mean, you have five generations at work in the earth right now. And I'll say the youngest gen or the emerging generation, because they're not next, they're now. Mm. And I love that you started with your personal story that at 10 years old, you sought God's will for like 2 years. Most of us can't sit down and be still and meditate on our purpose for 5 minutes, but you sought diligently for 2 whole years. The discipline that takes and the desire that takes. And it's interesting. I'll share a personal anecdote with you. I was telling my mom just last night, and you know, we both are so close to our mothers and we're, you know, family oriented. And somebody asked me in an interview that yesterday, said, what influenced you to start speaking? So I already know your answer. You just gave it. And I thought it was something that happened as a teenager. And I was reminded, like, they're like, no, you were speaking at 3 or 4 years old. And I was like, really? And I was reminded about like giving speeches in preschool and kindergarten. And I bring that up, Beijing, because obviously our mothers, for like, they knew. And so there are probably parents and leaders or youth that are watching this. Mm-hmm. And like, the key is you don't have to wait. Hmm. You don't have to wait. Obviously, yep. Your mom knew, like, you girls have something to do, like, right now. You kids have something to do now. Hmm. So you started IYOT, as you affectionally call it.
Yes.
It's our turn. At 12 years old, what was that like? And how do you inspire, even equip a 12-year-old to start?
Yeah.
Start a global, when I say a global organization, at 12, as just where you are.
Yeah. Before I even get there, I just want to say that's so funny that even at 3 and 4 years old, you were speaking to your preschool, because just recently my mom told me when I got an award here called the We See You Awards, they did like this testimonial with people in your life to just see like, who were you right back then? And my mom reminded me that we used to play church at my grandparents' house. And she said, you were always the pastor. You were in your diapers and you were
you
always,
too?
And you were always preaching. And she said, you would talk about love one another. And then like, look at the Bible, look for some scripture. And then like my preaches would be like, my sermons would be like an hour. And they're like, can we go yet? Is church over yet?
Oh my God.
No, I have more to say. You know, it's just so crazy that you said that. And it just, you know, I wanted to share that. Yeah, because it's just a recent memory. But yeah, 12 years old. So it has not, I'm just going to put this out there. It has not been butterflies and roses and, you know, cherries at all. I mean, when I look back at that time in my life, it was just trying to discover the how. What does how look like? You know, how does a youth lead the youth? Like, God, did you call the right person? Like, does this make sense? Like, you know? And so but deep down, I knew it was me, right? Because I always say, right, when you're trying to discover your purpose, you look back at what you loved when you were a child, right? You look back, you go back to your when you were younger. And I remember, you know, these are revelations given to me. I remember when I was around 5 to 8 years old, I grew up in a Christian family. And I remember reading the stories of the characters in the Bible that changed the world for God in their day and time. And I remember like just thinking, okay, Lord, like, I don't like see this. Isn't this what it means to like live for you, like to change the world for you? Well, you know, I'll do it. Like, have me do it. And this is like thoughts that like ran through my head at like from 5 to 8 years old, you know? And then around that time as well, my grandmother, before she passed, she used to say, Beijing, you used to tell God, like, God, can I help you? Can I help you? And I'm just like, blown away, you know, blown away. And so, and I say that to say that it was already forming, you know, this idea of, you know, doing something great, you know, not for me, but for the others that are still captive and still in bondage and still feel like they don't have a voice, right? It was like he was paving me in a way from all the way there. So when I was at 12 and I got that and I heard that calling, it was like, that makes so much sense. But obviously, you know, reality and flesh kicks in and, you know, you second guess and you're like, wait, hold on. So where's the other part of the blueprint? You know, where's the plan? Oh, I have to do this on my, like, I have to go on this thing called a journey. Oh, okay. You know, and that is what it was. It was a journey. I've been in the wilderness for the last 12 years, you know, and that period of my life was just building my character. And I love to be transparent with any audience that I speak to and the persons that I speak to. And, you know, like I did struggle with like pride and ego, and God had to like slash that in two. He's like, not with me. And so I had to go through this journey of being in the wilderness, him teaching me and training me and building my character. So then when 2022 happened and I met my 109% dad, my mentor, Will Harris, and he decided to take someone like me to India. And then, you know, I go to New York to represent my country as a female youth delegate at the United Nations, right? It didn't all go to my head. So many awards I received last year, it all didn't go to my head. Guess what? Why? Because I was through this season of wilderness, God teaching me, putting me on stages. Okay, let's see what your ego could do now. Like, you know, so it was just, and it just all makes sense looking back at it, that I'm so glad that I went through that. You know, I think I healed so much. That's why it took so long for me to come out, but I'm here now and I feel renewed. I feel again. I feel like on the mountaintop experience. And like you said, when you said fire, and that's why I just kind of wanted to cry at the beginning.
Oh, wow.
Fire. And it's like, what do I do with it? Can I like give you some of this, you know?
And wow.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to give it to the people who are in my space, on my team, strangers. I always say strangers are my favorite human beings because I love people so much. And I just want to give them, make them feel special for just 2 seconds if I can, you know? Mm-hmm. It's all about behavior and attitude. Everyone's going through something. So when I leave this house, I always try to remember that. And when I meet different strangers in my everyday life, errands, grocery store, wherever, I smile and I make them feel as special as I can, because who knows what's in their head, you know? So what's in my life, but kind of went off of it. But
No. I wanted to hear, we want to hear like how this develops, how this happens. Now, I know you said we've been connected for a few short months, but I've been stalking you for a while now to understand, like, wow, like, it's something about understanding, like, hearing nothing but wonderful things about you, your reputation precedes you, and being a young woman leader. How do you go from humble beginnings, whatever that means for those who are watching, whether it's being, we say marginalized, but hey, I might have limited resources. Someone may be watching, hey, I come from poor beginnings. Some of the greatest stories on earth have come from people from poor beginnings or humble beginnings. But you come from an island nation, strong family background, but somewhere between 12 years old and where you are now, you started locally, but literally stepped into global impact and influence. You were a part of the 27th United Nations Youth Summit as a delegate representing your country. You've represented your country on many global platforms. You've been to India, many other nations. But what happened between 12 and now to give you that trajectory? Something happened to shift you to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful question. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go with the first things that popped into my head. And I think these are things that we hear over and over again, but I think it's because it's so true, right? It's so true. Grandmama hit one of them.
Says, faith. Yes.
Definitely one of them. But the first thing that came, the first thing was consistency. I'm going to say it again for the ones in the back. Consistency. I cannot tell you mm-hmm. how important consistency is. Consistency. When I look at when I started out, right, to like put my Beijing brand on the online space, and all those other young people my age and my category started out with me. And, you know, I dealt with my fair share of comparison. Oh, they getting more likes, they getting more shares, more comments, you know, like all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But when I look at where I am now, I'm looking back to see where they gone. Where'd they go? And so nothing against them and their, you know, journey and their purpose probably took them elsewhere, right? Mm-hmm. But I've been doing, like, from my online space, I've started when I was in 2014, when I was 19. So it's almost like 10 years in terms of like being mm-hmm. online. So these people have been watching my journey for the last almost like 10 years. The same thing. What is it? Youth. So anytime anybody mentions Beijing, the word youth empowerment or development or activism is always attached. Why? Mm. Because prior to 19 years old, so from 12 to 19 was me trying to put myself out there in regards to, here's my message. We do not have to wait until we become an adult. We can start now and we can help adults now because frankly, the world I'm looking at, we need all hands on deck. So
yes.
God can use our hands, our feet, and our mouthpieces for his glory. And so from 12 to 19, it's just been getting this speaking engagement over there, like, you know, getting discovered, if you want to call it. So he trained me and he taught me. So the way I speak now, I always get nervous before I have a speaking engagement. I mean, I got nervous before this interview because that's just how I am. But I have just honed that skill. And there's a confidence that comes with consistency where not in a prideful or egotistical way, but you know, you were created to do this thing. So every time, I've been practicing public speaking since, you know, 15 to 19. So speaking at high school assemblies, speaking at churches, youth groups, around the Caribbean, you know? And so seeing that, right, people who are watching me are like, whoa, like there's this gal like who has a message and it's positive and I want her to this place, I want her to that place. And then with that happen, the reason why I love social media so much is because it goes beyond your circle or your country and other people from around the world can, you know, you can inspire them and then they can use you for what it is they want for their programs or whatnot. But that is what has been happening. So I represented the United Nations 4 times this last year. Wow. I was on United Nations Jamaica on Human Rights Day. I was at the General Assembly during COVID. I was so nervous. It was like,
everywhere. Wow.
General Assembly, and I talked about the situation of, you know, young people here in the Bahamas, you know, so all of that happened because I was consistent in my message, even though I struggled so much trying to figure out, but like, what is the specifics of it, right? But whatever, that's all a part of the journey. I can finally say 2022 is, okay, I know what it is, you know, but that took a journey, that took a process, you know, and cannot skip that. You cannot skip that. I wanted to give up so many times. But the thought that came into my head afterwards is, if not you, who? And so I was like, ha, you're right. This is not my vision. This is not my calling. This is, you chose me. You chose me. So my gift is like impacting, let's just say it, billions, you know, for your cause. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He chose me to carry this out. He chose it. And that for me just empowers me and inspires me even more, because I'm not alone. I have the God of all God universe, I mean, behind me. So Listen, this year we're going to see miracles. Okay.
Yes.
We're going to see miracles.
Yes. Yes.
So yeah, I hope that answered your question.
Absolutely. Now, do you all see why I say she is the essence of activation? Like, she has me wanting to like run out and change the world right now. Like, please just let me do my purpose for a living. And I want to point out, don't miss it, guys. What Beijing said, because these are practical jewels that oftentimes we miss, and we're in a society where success looks like it's overnight and influence looks like it's easy. And I mean, people make careers of being influencers, and you don't realize like everyone has influence, but where your influence comes from and how you use it is important. And I'm listening to you say, I was consistent even when I didn't have the answers. I was not trying to be social media popular, be an influencer. I was trying to influence and change lives.
Yeah.
And the byproduct of that was I was responsible and consistent to my process.
Yes.
When God gives you little and you're responsible with little, then he'll make you, you know, he'll put you in charge of many, many nations, many people, many opportunities. And so for any young person or adult who's watching this, maybe if whether it's a platform you're building, an organization you're starting, a message you're trying to get out there, especially for speakers. I want to go there for a minute. If we can go there.
Yeah.
That even for those aspiring to speak, if it's an audience of one or 500,000, because we've seen both, you show up.
That's right.
You don't show up like you're practicing. You show up.
That's right.
Like it's billions of people, and you show up in excellence.
I love
and it is yeah. all a part of the process. How do you maintain?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
No, I don't want to keep talking, but there is an example that I'd like to share about.
Please.
Oh, right now. Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Oh, so divine that you said that. Oh my goodness. You are just so correct in that, because that's when you know, like, whether it's one or a thousand, and you show up, like you were saying, in excellence, that's how you know the eyes on you, the fame, like all that stuff does not matter to you. Like, you've grown your character.
Say it one more time.
Now, the character has grown past all the superficial, worldly, cultural, societal garbage, right? And so, and that happened, and I saw that happen to me when I had a speaking engagement for this organization called Anti-Bullying for Teens. And I always like to get, you know, information on my audience. And so I asked how many young people would be showing up. She goes, you know, like 100 to 200. I was like, okay. And so I get there, and guess how much we're there? 4.5, because the half was like very, very young. So instantly I was like, oh, this is a breeze. Like, it's just for, you know, but then like spirit kicked in. I was like, no, sir, you're doing this. Like, you, like 2 billion people in the room. Mm-hmm. But it was also the first time where I invited the Spirit of God to come. And can I tell you, speaking of 4.5 people, that was heaven came. Like, that was the best or one of the top 3 best speaking engagements that I ever had. And I was just on fire. Like, my chest was on fire. Like, heaven came down. And obviously, you know, they had a blast and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then it's like at the end, because I didn't charge for this, because this was a ministry thing. But if when it's like that, they give me something. And I got 5 days, four nights, sorry, 4 days, four night, 4 days, three nights at Atlantis. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like, you know, wow. What I mean? Yeah, Atlantis is one of the greatest resorts in the world. So it just goes to show you when you are faithful. So my grandfather, over the Christmas break, we're doing devotions together. And he said something that so stuck with me. And he goes, he was talking to the family. He goes, guys, it's about being faithful, not successful. And I was just like, you know, I was just like, whoa, that touched my spirit. Declarations for 2023, where it's like, Beijing is about being faithful. And once you're faithful, you're already successful. But forget success, because everyone has their own definition for success, right? But for where I am in my journey in this season, for me, it's about being faithful. Faithful doing what? Faithful with everything that God has given me to carry out the calling that he's given me. So faithful in my treasures that he gave me, faithful in my talents, faithful in my gifts, faithful in the way that I treat people. We like to put we treat people. We like to put how we treat people at the bottom of the spectrum. When you treat people, you want followers, you want a team, you want to mobilize. The way you treat people, God says, love one another. He says, love, like, why, right? Why? Because love is the thing that's going to change the world. So love one another. Lay down your life for somebody as Jesus laid down his life for us, right? How you treat people truly determines your character, I personally believe, right now in this season that I'm in and learning. And I always wonder, and I get questions like on interviews or whatnot, like, how do you mobilize people? I mean, you've been mobilizing people since you're a teenager. Like, how do you mobilize these young people? How do you get them on the radio? How do you get them to follow you? And how do you get them to, you know, even from that day, but even more so now, it's not me, you know, like, it's not me. It's the cause. You have to get along with the vision. You got to get along with the cause. Yes, he chose me to carry it through, but you got to take it as your own. And then you got to move, right? So cool, you know, I'm cool to work with, but like, it's almost like sales, like, but it's not even sales. It's the way you live. It's like your lifestyle, what you say, how you act, how you treat people. And that makes them want to follow you. So that mobilization of people is so much easier because, well, it's just who you are. And I didn't read a book for that. I didn't, like, you know what I mean? Like, just the whole love your neighbor as yourself, right? Which I fall for. I'm going to put that out there, which I fall short all the time. But just because I love people. I love people and I want to see them win. And it's because of that. Like, it's just so genuine and authentic. It's not like, ooh, no, like, I will sit with people and just hear their stories or just like be like, okay, do this, you know? And I think that message of we all just trying to, next thing, more money, you know, I'm there, you know, but that isn't it. It's loving others, you know, and everybody's looking for community. Everybody is looking for authentic and genuine community.
Yes.
What I realized last year is, wow, I have my IOC community. We had a volunteer meet and greet to, you know, greet all the new volunteers that just came within the organization last summer. And we had all these things planned, games and, you know, fun things to do. You know what happened? We get there. We sit down together in a circle, everybody going around to share, you know, why they joined and why they're passionate about youth empowerment, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. People was talking about their testimonies. People like, and it just went to show me, whoa, people are starving.
Yes.
Community.
Yes.
Authentic community. And from that moment on, I was like, okay, Beijing, yeah, we got work to do, but I got to pour into these. They're in my care. I got to pour even more into them, you know? And so when I meet new people or new young people and they tell me something, I'm like, oh, I could put you in here. I could put you in there. I was like, you'll have a community with people who, you know, like, it just gets me excited that I have these mm-hmm. circles that I could just place young people in to, you know, help them grow and who God is creating them to be, you know? So that I would say is one of the most exciting things that has come out of 2022, that I have my revival, the Bible study, you know, the IOC community, and then now coaching and vision is, you know, have some works trying to, you know, get a community going for there, you know? So yeah, man. Yeah. Man.
There are so, listen, if you are watching this live, I challenge you, I charge you, I dare you to share this right now. And if mm-hmm. you're watching the replay, share this right now, because there are so many nuggets. My goodness, I couldn't write fast enough. So if you're a fan of the show and you're a friend of the show, you're part of my Activation Nation. Beijing, you don't know this yet. So y'all go ahead and get your episode journal. I'm always writing and taking notes. So people are always like, what are you doing back there? And I was like, look, I'm journaling,
because
activation requires action. And you gave so many actionable things. And when you talk about leading a generation now, you have to create community. You have to be faithful. I mean, your papa really called it out. Be faithful over mm-hmm. being successful. As a matter of fact, being faithful is success, but you know, like, that's real success. Yep. And one thing I love about youth and young people is they will call you out on your stuff. Mm-hmm. They are so pure and authentic in that they're looking for realness from the heart. Like, you okay, for any of those who are aspiring speakers, or you're speaking and building a platform, really go sit with some youth and they will tell you the truth.
Yes.
And they will look for your heart, and they will look for your consistency in a way. Like, adults are nice. We're wired to, like, let me just be a
young. Yeah, I want to hear.
I still want to hear. Kids, nah. Yeah. And it's purity. You come from a pure place. And I love, we had some great comments as you were sharing that. And I just want to point those out, that, absolutely. Character. Oh my gosh. Character building. Mm. How we display our character as adults. Let me change that. The character of the youth you influence is a mirror of the character you display.
Got to say that again for the people in
the
back.
The character you show and display to young people, the character that they display is a mirror. You are a mirror. So if there's a young person that is acting out around you, what behavior are they mirroring in you?
Deep.
That goes for the community leader. That goes for the church leader. That goes for the corporate leader. As a mature millennial who has corporately had to lead Gen Z, it showed me my blind spots as a human, as a woman, as a leader, because their behavior is a mirror. Now, granted, people have their own issues, but how you handle them, how you handle a young person who may be acting out because of their own circumstances, that's character. It's character. Yeah. And that your character is how people will speak of you when you're not on that stage.
That's right.
Your character is how people will remember you at your funeral. Your character is the stories your grandchildren will tell about you.
Love that.
So when you talk about giving a voice, I can't give you a voice without giving you character. So when you do have something to say, it is something of substance.
Yes. I love that so much. I love that so much, because that is what we're seeing. Like, I mentioned prior, everybody, wants a platform. No. Everybody wants to be seen. Everybody wants to be heard. And it's that you didn't go to the secret place to be taught, to be trained, to build character. So when you do go out there and you slip up bad because it wasn't who you truly were, and it was all for nothing. And then let's just say you just not destroy lives. Oh gosh, I'm so extreme. But like, you know, the people that are following you. So it's
sis, can I share this with you? And I'm thankful for you and women like you who I connect with on this journey of global activation, because we're not too proud to serve right where we are. We don't need a stage. It is important. If you're taking notes, this is a note-taking moment. Spend more time praying than platform chasing.
I love that.
Because
that's it.
A platform, you know this, and I say this to every young and old person watching. That's a micro moment. Leadership is not about being in the front and being seen. Sometimes it's about being in the back and making sure no one gets lost. Sometimes it's about being on the side and making sure people stay in their lane. And then sometimes it is about me being in the front to remind you of where we're going and the charge we're leading.
Yes. Yes. But I also want to mention this thing called life is a journey. And I struggled with the platform chasing. I thought I was ready for like the 12 years. I thought I was ready. I was like, God, like, look at all these others out here. Yet I'm speaking of you and you don't want to let my voice be seen. You know, so I struggled with that. And that is one of the main reasons as to why. He goes, Vijay, if I, so he's like, if I put you on now, you see, you want to play God, or you want me to play God? Because I know how I created you, and I know what your faults are. I know what your faults are, and I know how I created you. Boy, Melissa, if anything. And just, I went on a 5-day fast in the wilderness to pave the way for 2023. I like to call God's playground. And he just like took me through my life. And I thank God that now was my time, because the amount, even in 2022, the amount of mindset, heart set changes that he had to do in me. And just to, like, I'm talking about last year, where I am January
2023.
Oh, yes. It's unbelievable. I stand here now and say, I don't even want it unless he gave me these mindset and heart set changes. Because I, and that is why I understand, when you get to the top, you want to commit suicide. You're not happy. You're not depressed. You're depressed and all these other negative emotions, because you did not go through the process. So I thank God at a young age, I went through the process. And last year too, the three biggest words, lessons that God told me that I need to start learning is, one, be present in the moment. That is so hard for someone like me that is consistently looking to the future, going into the future. What do I have to do now to get there? Visionary, you know, consistently doing that. Why? Because that's just what leaders do. Leaders are visionaries, right? So you have to know, okay, like 1 year from now, next month, like I live in the future. So for God to then say, this is why you ain't enjoying the process. Because you ain't enjoying where you are right now. You ain't enjoying the present. And guess where I am? I'm not tomorrow. I'm not yesterday. I'm right here. So if you wanna speak to me and engage with me, I'm right here. You got to speak to me now, right? And I was just like, phew. And that was lesson number two. Enjoy the process. Enjoy the meetings. Enjoy the late night strategic document writing. Enjoy trying to get new volunteers or clients. Enjoy the leadership empowering meetings that you have with your team. Enjoy it all. Enjoy going outside, just looking at my creation, realizing that every sand of grain, every grain of sand is different, right? Enjoying that and letting that sink in, right? So first was be present in the moment, because that's where I live. Two, enjoy the process that I have you on, even though it doesn't look like the way you want it to look like, because I got some tings. I got some tings that I continue have to teach you, right? And thirdly, my darling Beijing, you control freak, you need to surrender control. Surrender control. Every time when I got disappointed and discouraged, and I'm like, is this it? Is this the path or not? Because I don't see no light at the end of the tunnel, right? Every time. Surrender control. This ain't about me. And work until 3, 4 a.m. in the morning thinking that'll get me ahead. And no. God says, rest, be still, know that I am God. Well, marasek, and marasek is a Bahamian word for, well, geez, right? Surrender control. Give it to me. Stop playing God. Are you God? Stop playing God. I'm God. I know how many hairs you have on your head. Can I be God? Right? And so a lot of leaders in any industry, I believe they can resonate with at least one of these three lessons that God gave me in 2022. And this was March after I did a fast. It came to me. And now, sitting here, January 2023, I'm like, you know what I need. Because when I say I struggled with those, I mean, the relief, like just the peace, right? The peace of mind, the peace that surpasses understanding. Mm-hmm. When I would actually work on those three things that would come, oh my goodness. And then, so, you know, this year, you know, God is calling me to solitude, giving, and rest. Because if I don't rest, and where I believe the itinerary that God has me in, whether this year, next year, whatever, if I don't rest, I don't care how much energy Beijing have or how much energy everybody think Beijing have. If I don't rest, I'm not going to be able to do it. And I don't rest. And so my mentor, Will Harris, always told me, Beijing, you need to take purposeful pauses. I was like, yeah, I like that. That actually makes sense to take a purposeful pause. And then he says, Beijing, you're working like you could die at 30. That was so hilarious. Mm-hmm. That really made it seem like, whoa. Okay, you know, but that woke me up and it was a beautiful moment. Great conversation. I was like, you're so right. And so that really made me aware, like, Beijing, we need to work on this rest thing. God rest on the seventh day. So who are you, you little human? Human, think you don't need to rest. You don't go on culture's economy. You go on my economy.
That's so good.
If I had to rest, right? And I can't even tell you how resting, like legit, when I think, oh, I need to text this and text this person for this, I put that down. Cause and I just chill out, man. And so, and if you're, you know, a high performance human like you, me, Melissa, Will, you know, Jane, persons in my circle and other leaders and other, you're like this, you are like this, right? So I just encourage you, you know, to enjoy the process, even though you got your goals. I know you got your goals. We all got our goals, man. I know. But just enjoy the process, man. Enjoy the process. Sow those seeds, man. Be present. Be present with your family. Be present with yourself. Be present with God, what he's trying to tell you in this moment. Be present. I love nature, so I'm always in nature. That's, you know, be present, just looking at the trees and the sunrise. I mean, my goodness. And then surrender. Surrender. Let God be God, man. Because his plan is 10 billion times better than yours.
We can't even think that big. We can't think that big.
No.
We, the biggest imagination can't supersede God's thoughts. And so those three things are so powerful. Wonderful points. And make sure, again, you all, if you're watching this, to share it. But also in the show notes, I will add Beijing's PowerPoints for leadership, true leadership, where I wrote them down. And that last part, I just shut up because you were talking to me, sis. The rest piece, I feel so seen. Don't look at me like that. But, you know, I'm thankful for rest in the work for 2023 in that all of the seeds we've planted before now, this is the year of promise and to sow into more young people and to specifically do that. I'm going to just share one thing with our audience. It's probably the most important thing we want you to hear is how you are serving, how we are collaborating to serve and give a voice to the next generation. And as God would have it, I was supposed to be there in December and things happened. We said, okay, January, and I was devastated, but it was perfect. It was God's perfect timing because then I put the connections together when talking to your mom and then you. And he said, wait, you're going to be there January 26th to 29th? You're going to be here in my country? And that's, I was like, yeah. And you're like, you have to come. And so we invite you all to follow IYOT, which stands for It's Our Turn, the Youth Leadership Workshop, Education Leadership Community, January 28th. Our Activation Global speakers. I have several members of my coaching community who will be pouring into young people in Nassau. We will be partnering through our foundation, Righting Our Wrongs, with It's Our Turn for a powerful day of leadership, education, activation. It's just amazing. I am blown away. And I'll never forget. I always tell this story. The first time I was at, at your family home in Yamacra, I stood there and I remember my prayer, my very simple prayer, standing in the backyard of where we're having our activation retreat next week. And I remember my little prayer was, Lord, please don't ever let me stand here alone again. Show me the people who I'm supposed to bring back. Like, don't ever let me experience a transformation like this and not bring people with me. And I had no idea that literally just a few months later, my team said, we're going and we want to go. And as a matter of fact, I tried to shortchange myself and like have it like somewhere really close by here in the US, like in Florida, somewhere that said, no. Where was your biggest transformation? Where was the place God spoke to you? Where was the place you went to get your peace and your rest and to prepare for your platform? And I was like, Nassau? I said, okay, well, we want to go to Nassau. And they pushed me. They pushed me. Some of them are watching it. Yes, Jane Storm, manifested. And I said it to Jane. I was like, Jane was there with me in that moment. Oh, and it was so transformational. Like, it was like I literally walked into a dream I had a year before being there at the home. Wow. And it hit me later, like, that's the house from my dream. So I say this to say, for those of you who are leading and you desire a platform and you desire to impact people, I promise you, if you do what Beijing said and you pray, you seek God for purpose, you get your character right, you get consistent, you're going to look up one day and be standing in the place of your purpose.
Yes.
And who knew I would stand there and then bring other people there? That's leadership. Leadership means I've stood in a place, whether in my mind or in my spirit, even though I've never physically stood there, I have stood in a place where I know I have to lead other people too.
Good.
So young people, youth, have stood in a place of seeing the world differently. They mentally live in a place where they are seen and heard.
Hmm.
They mentally live in a place where they're like, I just want change. I want justice. I want equality. I want community. Mm. And they are leading us to the place where we messed it up and they're trying to make it right.
Yeah.
So I'm honored to bring myself and our activation team of speakers there to pour and partner. Thank you. Like, this is amazing. So again, I'm going to pull the flyer up. You guys will be broadcasting live from Nassau next week. You'll get to join us. If you want to sow, if you want to partner, if you want to give, is it 50 young people total? What's the number
that is,
right now?
We're still going over the numbers, but that's the goal, 50. 50.
The goal is 50.
Yeah.
I don't care where you are in the world. If you are watching this, and you know that you are called to lead, I promise you, if you plant a seed in young people, that seed will reproduce. That seed will multiply. So I'm going to just pull up Beijing. Tell us more about IOT. Tell us about this conference. And then we'll drop a link for those who are watching, our partners with WOW, our viewers for the Activation Hour, to give to what you're doing, not just next week with the conference, because IOT is ongoing. Tell us more about it.
Yes. Beautiful. So well said, all of it, and your definition of leadership. But I just want to mention before I go on is one of the greatest leaders that I have ever met is Will Harris. And I would say that it all stemmed from all these people now wanting to do retreats at the first place where they had their transformational moment, like Melissa was saying. So I just want to, I don't know if you're on, Will Harris, but I just want to thank you for how you've been a leader and a mentor in my life, because I'm, God placed you there. Like, I know that for a fact. And you still continue to respond to my WhatsApp messages. So thank you. Love you so much. But back to, you know, IOT, it's our turn. So yes, IOT is a nonprofit organization that develops youth as leaders, empowers youth as volunteers, and serves youth as beneficiaries to stop the cycle and start the spiral in youth marginalized communities by providing education opportunities, mental health resources, and the transformational gospel of Christ. That is what we do. That is who we are. That is what we do. Also, like Melissa said, we are partnering. WOW and IOT are partnering together, because you heard the story how. You heard the story how. January 28th, 2023, to do an IOT Youth Leadership Workshop. Okay, her team's coming down, because they happen to come down on the same day where we're having our workshop here in Nassau, the Bahamas. Super exciting, all God divine that he created that and orchestrated that. And honestly, it's not about us, but it's about serving, empowering, leading, and developing the marginalized, orphaned, abused youth. Okay, that is who IOT targets. We have 7 adopted communities here in the Nassau who we've adopted, and to serve with all of our mental health resources, our education opportunities, and obviously, you know, the greatest change comes from accepting Christ into your life and living that out for the rest of your life. That is where miracles are going to happen. So that is who we are. That is what's happening. We have more things coming in the year. But I just want to let y'all know, shout out to my team, the IOT team. We're all young people. I mean, all volunteers. We're not getting paid for this. We just have this desire to serve and love the least of these that are forgotten people, to give them more so they can be contributors to society. And the end goal for IOT is to build 12 orphanages around the entire world, starting here in the Bahamas. So mostly a lot of our donations that we're saving and keeping is to go toward that IOT home, is what we're calling it, for the young people here in the Bahamas that need a safe place of love to grow up in. And yes, I know this is a need, because I've met with the directors of the Ministry of Education, Social Services, and Youth within my country. And so I know what the needs are, and this is one of the needs for us to create a home. And so I just like to end with, you know, IOT is here to give our young people, our marginalized young people, hope, give them help, and give them a home. And I just, every time I'm reminded by that, I just, like something just does something inside me, or I'm like, oh my goodness, like we can't provide the home just yet, but just giving them the hope and the help, oh my goodness, that just does something to me. So help us, help Melissa and I with our nonprofits to give these forgotten young people the help and the help and the hope that they so deserve, because it's not their fault where they are. It is their environment of the family they're chosen to be in and the environment they are chosen to be in that has got them to this place of feeling hopelessness and helpless and, you know, some cases homeless. I know I'm going to say homeless because some homes just aren't home and what God designed home to be. And so I would love, you know, for IOT, you know, to take up that mantle and provide that. I just keep seeing transformation, transformation, transformation. So persons like Melissa, who cares enough. Oh my goodness. She cares enough. She cares enough to do something about it, to act, to activate. My goodness. She cares enough, man. Can more of us care enough for these young people, you know? So, you know, again, back to Will Harris, that's his vision as well to create orphanages. And he just empowered me so much last year to be like, yeah, it is possible. And in India, we laid the first blocks to his first orphanage. And that was beyond almost anything that I ever experienced. That was like activation at his core, like, whoa, this is possible, you know? And, you know, little old Will, where he came from his, you know, background, and little old island gal, me, who, you know, so it's possible, right? But like Melissa said, we have to do it together. It has to happen together.
Yes, yes. It is an honor. And I think the last leadership nugget I'll give is partnership gets you further.
Than
doing it alone.
Yes.
And it's so refreshing after years of doing this work, like righting our wrongs. Before there was an activation hour, before there was activation coaching, before Melissa D. White had a platform, there was righting our wrongs. And it was, many of you may or may not know this, like before any of it, Wow came straight from God at a time we had social justice issues, not just here in the United States, but around the world. And it was on my heart through my ministry work, my ministry calling, to empower youth to have a voice and be seen and heard through writing and speaking for anti-bullying and social justice. So if there are poverty issues in the world, if there are social issues, social justice issues where I am, whatever issues are happening in your community, there are global issues. They're not NASA issues. They're not United States issues. Correct. They're our issues as people.
Correct.
There's a people issue. And if young people anywhere are hurting, we should all feel it. We should all feel it and speak for them, and pass the platform and pass the baton to them. Because I promise you, they have a lot to say. And hey. So I am excited. I'm honored. To lock arms with you, not just for this conference, but for what you're doing, that I believe there'll be young people that are watching this who will say, wow, if Beijing can do it, if Melissa can do it, I know I have it in me because God is in me and I can do it. I honor you. I thank you so much for helping me activate today. Oh, y'all showed Beijing some love. I love it. I love it. I love the hearts and the comments. Thank you, my Activation Nation, our LinkedIn fam, our YouTube fam, our Facebook fam, the IOT fam that has been tuned in, showing love to Beijing. Share. If you want to give, because there is definitely a need. This work is not easy. Yes, we have for-profits. We do other things to help sustain, but to make sure that the resources are there. You can sow and give. Where, Beijing? Where can they go and give?
Yes. So you can Well, first of all, get in contact with us and then we'll send you a form and then get you situated. So you can contact us through itsourturn12 at gmail.com. itsourturn12 at gmail.com. Or you can find us on social media on Instagram or Facebook, which is IOT_itsourturn. And then our social media manager will get to you and put you through the correct funnel to give. So just contact us and then we'll definitely take you to exactly the right place to give, because we're working on our website right now.
So. Awesome. You got it. And for those who are connected to me and are Righting Our Wrongs family, we have a separate fund specifically that goes to Nassau directly to IOT. You can give. There is a special global giving fund at writingourwrongs.org. It doesn't have to just be monetary. If there are empowerment books, if you're an author and you have books that need to go into the hands of young people, supplies, encouraging words, if you want to write letters to inspire these young people, whatever it is, you can personally DM me, DM the show, the Activation Hour, or give at writingourwrongs.org. And again, we will be broadcasting live in 1 week. I can't wait. There in Nassau from the conference, Beijing. Big hugs. I'll see you soon. Hey, guys. Y'all know, big virtual hug. Family. Yes. Listen, the root of activation is to act. Go ahead and download your episode journal. Take notes, sit with what Beijing said today on how to give a voice to this generation. I promise you, this is a kingdom corporate community message. If you were listening, it is for you. And don't be stingy. Share it with someone else. Hit that like, share, subscribe button and keep the message going. Also, yes. If you're a part of our community, or if you want to be a part of our community, I invite you to join us in our Facebook group, the Activation Nation Community, where our mission is to activate 1,000 voices around the world to be seen and heard. This is a community of global speakers, coaches, and entrepreneurs that also pour into our foundational work that we do for youth and adult leaders. Lastly, make sure that you're subscribed to the audio podcast. We invite you to tune in. You can get the audio and the recap, show notes, and all of my personal notes from this interview. Beijing, thank you for being a friend of the show and a friend in real life so that we can continue to do this work. Stay tuned and stay connected. God bless you and stay activated. Bye, family.